Now, so now, actually, let me do share screen, because I'm going to want to show you guys, I'm going to want to show you guys the source sheet. So now, hopefully, you guys make it a little bit smaller, like that. Okay, move it over. Is that big enough? Make it a little bit bigger. Nope. Okay. So what I want to do in the Ramban is actually not a Ramban on Tzav, but it's a Ramban on Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is more Pesach related. So this Ramban, he's starting off here in the Ramban in Parshat Yitro, right? The Seres Hadibros. So the Seres Hadibros begin Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Says the Ramban, Hadibur Hazem Mitzvas Aseh. The idea that we have to relate to Hashem as our God. That's a mitzvah, which this is a big topic about the mitzvah of Anochi Hashem Elokecha and the different opinions in the Rishonim. We're not going to be focusing on that. We're going to just be talking about when the Ramban discusses Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the beginning of the piece is really fundamental, important statement that this Anochi Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah's asay. Amar Anochi Hashem. This idea of I am Hashem, what does that mean? Yore v'yitzaveh. I'm sorry, just before I go on, you guys see what I'm reading from, right? You guys see what I'm reading from? Thumbs up. We see my screen? Okay, good. Okay. Amar Anochi Hashem, Yore v'yitzaveh osam she'id'u v'ya'aminu ki yesh Hashem. Hashem is teaching them and commanding them that they should know and believe that I am Hashem. V'hu Elokim lahem. He is a God to them. What does that mean, God to them? Kolomar. Hove kadmon, he has existed forever. Me'ito haya hakol b'chefetz v'yecholes. Everything was created from him, through his desire and through his ability. Everything's from him. V'hu Elokim lahem. Hashem is a God to them, to the Jewish people. Shechayavim la'avod oso. We have to serve him because he created us. V'amar asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. It says that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Why is that relevant? This is an issue that many of the Mefarshim talk about. I know whoever has learned the Kuzari this year in the past, he has a long piece about this. The idea we might have expected in the Aseres Hadibros, Hashem would say, I am Hashem who created the world. Or I am Hashem who created you, human beings, or everything in the universe. When Hashem is introducing himself to us, it's Anochi Hashem Lokecha asher hotzei sicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. I'm the one who took you out of Egypt. So why is that? Why is Hashem telling us that about himself? Ki hotza'asam misham tore al hametzius v'al hachefetz. Okay, let's see. See if we can do this in a second. See if we can mute all somehow. I have to make this bigger. Mute. I don't know. Whatever. We'll have some background noise. It's okay. The fact that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim teaches us, reflects to us that He exists, because He's interacting with us. That He cares about certain things. He cares about taking care of the Jewish people. With Hashem's awareness and with Hashem's guidance, He took us out of Egypt. V'gam tore al achidush. It also teaches us about that the world is not just stagnant. It's not that the world was made by Him, and it's been there. It keeps on being changed because Hashem is involved with it. Hashem is involved in our world. Ki im kidmos ha'olam lo yishtene davar mitiv'o. If the world was eternal, without any sort of change, nothing would change. V'tore al ha'yecholes teaches us about Hashem's ability. V'yecholes tore al ha'yichud. And the fact that only Hashem could do these things. He controls nature. He can make water into blood. He can make dust into lice. He can make the water split. Only the one and only God has that ability. That tells the yichud, the uniqueness of Hashem. Kamo she'amar ba'avur teda ki ein kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. It's only Hashem is like me only Hashem is like this in the entire world. That's why Hashem, when He's introducing the Jewish people to Him in the Aseres Hadibros, He's saying, what do you know? What can you know about me? The idea that I created the world, the idea that I'm the ultimate force in the universe, that's a very theoretical idea. But what you know about me is what you've seen. You've seen all these things, you've experienced that. And therefore, that's what you can know about me. Okay, fine. V'tam mi beis avadim. The idea that Hashem took us out of the enslavement. Shehayu omdim b'mitzrayim b'beis avadim. The Jewish people were in Mitzrayim, in the house of enslavement. Shvuyim leparo. They were enslaved to Paro. Va'amar lahem ze shehem chayavim shiyah Hashem hagadol v'hanechbad v'hanora hazeh lahem le'elokim. Hashem is telling us that we have to serve Him. We are indebted to Him. Shiyah abdu, we have to serve Him. Kiu padao same abdus mitzrayim. Hashem redeemed us from Mitzrayim. What's the Ramban getting at here? He's going to elaborate a little bit more. The idea that Hashem bought the rights to us. It's as if we were slaves, and Hashem said, I want that one. And through the miracles He did for us, and through all the Yetzias Mitzrayim that He orchestrated for us, so now we are indebted to Him. We owe something to Him. Kitam, avadai heim asher otzeisi osam me'eretz Mitzrayim. Like it says, they are my slaves because I took them out of Mitzrayim. I bought them with this right of taking them out of Mitzrayim. Ukvar amazdi od lemala. This is a different Kabbalistic thing which we'll skip. Tam shnei hashemos hakadoshim al derech emes. That I don't know. You have to look back at what the Ramban says earlier. V'zu ha-mitzvah tikra b'divir rabosinu kabalos malchus shamayim. This mitzvah of hanochi Hashem Elokecha, realizing Hashem is our God, is the mitzvah of accepting Hashem's kingdom upon us. Ki ha-milos ha-eila asher iskarti heim b'melech keneged ha'am. These words that Hashem is telling us, I am Hashem your God who took you out of Mitzrayim, those are the words of the king to his people, saying this is why you should serve me. But the Yesod of the Ramban here, what's he saying? That we owe Hashem the service of serving Him because He took us out of Mitzrayim. So now there's a very interesting Ramban here in source number 2, which I have this Sefer, which actually I forgot the name of the Sefer. I have it outside, but some guys got it for me a couple years ago. But it's somebody who used to be a Kolel guy in Shalavim back when I was there. I don't think the guys who bought it for me knew that, but he was a Kolel guy there, a big Talmud Chacham, and he wrote a Sefer on the Sugyas of the Ramban, meaning he takes all the Ramban obviously is Keseder of the Parshios. But what he did, I forget what it's called. It's by Feldheim. It's Zachi. Remember the name of the sefer that I learned from the Ramban?
Yadav
Emunah. Right. Thank you, Zachi. Yadav Emunah. That it's get a shout out over here. There you go. Where is he? Is he there? There you go. Okay. It's our new base medrash room in the Mamad. So Yadav Emunah, if you want to, in English, Yadav Emunah in Hebrew, if you want to look it up, it's really a very nice sefer. He organized all the sugyas of the Ramban and took them out of being a parsha to parsha Ramban to being topical. Very nice. Anyway, I saw this idea there based on what we're about to read. Let's see what it says, and then I'll tell you what it says in the sefer. It says the Ramban here, the Amar Leil Shimurim, right? It's the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the night of guarding. Leil Shimurim. Hu la Hashem lehotzi'am me'eretz Mitzrayim. Right? That's the Pasuk. So what does this mean, Leil Shimurim? First of all, if you look back at the Pasuk, which he doesn't quote here in full in the Dibur HaMaschil, but the Pasuk, actually, Zachi, need your help again. Zachi, what's the Pasuk? V'tam. Or is it Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem Lotzi Me'eretz Mitzrayim? So it says Shimurim in the beginning of the pasuk Leil Shimurim Hu LaHashem, and it says Shimurim at the end of the pasuk Shimurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael. So part of the pasuk is Shimurim LaHashem and Shimurim L'B'nei Yisrael. That's going to relate to the Ramban. So it says the Ramban, what does this mean? What is Hashem guarding, and what are we guarding? Hashem is guarding, Ki shamar lahem hadavar min ha'es shegazar aleim hagalus sheotziam b'layla hazeh beba haketz miyad. Ki bi'ita achishana. What does this mean, the Leil of Shimurim? Hashem was guarding this day. Hashem was anticipating this day. Hashem was keeping this day. That as soon as Hashem predicted in the Brisbane Habasaram that we would be enslaved, Hashem was waiting for the opportunity. As soon as it comes, He'll redeem us. That's what it says in Yeshayahu, Ki bi'ita achishana. As soon as the time comes, Hashem will do it very quickly. That's one possibility. Hashem was waiting for this day to take us out of Mitzrayim. O ta'amo leil shimurim hu la'Hashem, shu shomer u'mitzaper la'layla shu'otziei me'eret Mitzrayim. Hashem is anticipating this night. That is, not that He's keeping the night, He's waiting for it. He can't wait for this night to come. Shakadosh baruch hu mitzaper la'is shu'ru'uyin lo'otziei misham. Hashem is waiting for the time when they'll be ready to be taken out. And then after this line, the Ramban has a very long passage about the Shibud of the Brisbane Habasaram, how you count the 400 years, the 430 years, we skipped all that. Then we're just getting to the Ramban, where he says, V'tam hu halayla hazeh la'ashem shimurim l'chol b'nei Yisrael adorosam. The Pasuk also says, this night is guarded for b'nei Yisrael for all generations. In what way is this night guarded by us? Sheze halayla shehayam shamur lahashem lo tziyam mitzrayim hu lahashem. What does this mean? This night that Hashem guarded, it's also guarded for Hashem's name, for by us. What does that mean? Klomar mekudash l'shmo, it's for Hashem's sake, for His name. Shmurim l'cho b'nei Yisrael l'dorosam, this is guarded by all the Jewish people throughout all generations. Sheyishmeru oso la'avod bo lifanov be'achilas ha-pesach v'zechiras ha-nisim. This night is guarded from all B'nai Yisrael throughout all generations to serve Him and to eat the Korban Pesach and to mention all of the miracles. V'laseis halel v'hoda'al l'shmo, to praise Hashem, to say halal to His name. K'mo she'amar v'shamarta sechukah hazos, we should guard this mitzvah. V'yamar shemora eschodesh aviv, we should guard this celebration in the springtime. Okay, so what does that mean? What's the Ramban getting at here? He's saying that this is a special night where we have to guard serving Hashem. What's the Ramban saying? Meaning all mitzvos we have to guard. If it's said we should also guard Shabbos, we should guard keeping kosher, we should guard wearing tzitzis. What does it mean? In what way is this night we have to guard it? We have to somehow do something to do it. So what I saw in the Sefer Yadav Emuna, he quotes in the footnote there from Rav Moshe Shapira. Rav Moshe Shapira, I think he passed away just a few years ago, but he was one of the gedolim in Hashkafa. I think that Rav Waxman used to go to his Thursday night shiur and take guys along to the Thursday night shiur for as long as he was giving it, Rav Moshe Shapira, but he was one of these gedolim of Hashkafa that I think he really spanned in his shiurim, meaning that the participants from Haredi to Dati Lumi, everybody would come to his shiurim, but he was just considered a gadol in Hashkafa. So in the Sefer, quotes in the footnote from Moshe Shapira, he says, what's the idea of this Ramban here? We have to guard this day. We have to make sure that this day doesn't pass. We have to make sure that the day doesn't become chametz. We have to make sure this day becomes, we take advantage of this day. Why is that, says Ramosha Shapira? What's the idea of this Ramban? Says the idea of this Ramban connects to the first Ramban. The idea that the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the day where we began to be Avdei Hashem. That's like the anniversary of us serving Hashem. And therefore, he says, when the Ramban is saying here, that when he's interpreting the Psukim, that it's Leil Shimurim, right? Lashem Shmurim L'chol B'nei Yisrael Dorosam. We have to guard this night throughout all generations because it's the anniversary of our beginning to serve Hashem. It's not only specifically about making sure we eat matzah properly, making sure in the times of the Beis Hamikdash we eat Korban Pesach properly, and we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim properly. We have to do our very first mitzvah properly. That's how I understand it. Now I'm going to elaborate a little bit, just not exactly what he said, but like the idea that the Ramah brings, as soon as Yom Kippur ends, we should begin building the sukkah. What's the idea? We want to have our Avodas Hashem be as perfect as possible. We just got through Yom Kippur, now we're clean, now we have a clean slate, now we have a new opportunity. We want to go and do mitzvos as quickly and as perfectly as possible. It could be that's the idea of the Ramban here, that we have to guard the Seder night, the Sedarim nights, because that is the beginning of our Avodas Hashem. Maybe it has that koach. If you want to start a relationship with Him anew, this is the perfect time to do it. That's why this night is guarded to be serving Him properly. And it's interesting here, it also quoted in this Sefer Yadav Emuna, Ein Pachad Yitzchak, so I was Ma'ayin in the Pachad Yitzchak. Let's see if we can get this up here. We'll minimize this. We will open this. Okay. Right, I hope Rav Waxman doesn't have copyrights on Pachad Yitzchak. He's going to take away from his glory. But the Pachad Yitzchak here, we don't have to read the whole piece, although it's not super long. It's really a page and a half, I would say. But maybe we'll read like the first half of it. Okay, together, we have a few more minutes together. What he learns in this Ramban, a really interesting idea, which actually might come in handy on Pesach. So says Rav Huttner. Although here, do I have it here? I just tried to quote the Haggadah that he's going to be talking about. The Haggadah says over here, whatever, it's getting too complicated. Ma'aser b'Elazar, Rishuah b'Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, from Shayim Mesum b'Bnei Brak, Vayu Misaprim b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oso Halayla. That entire night, they were talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Al Shebo Tamidam, Va'amru Lehem Rabboseinu, Higia Esman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Until their Tamidim said, Rebbe, we gotta daven, we gotta say Shema. Okay, a very famous passage in the Haggadah. So Rav Huttner is discussing that, and he says here, Vayu Misaprim b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Oso Halayla. Lo Amar Behed Lehedya Leil Tesvav B'Nisan. It doesn't say explicitly in the Haggadah that they're doing it on Pesach night. It's as if the Haggadah is being a little bit oblique, a little bit indirect. That entire night, just say Pesach night. Why? O kol osa halayla. Ubaruhu, says Rav Hutner, it's clear to me. Why is the Haggadah used that lashon? Disignon ze shel kol osa halayla, novea humi lashon hapasak hu halayla hazeh. That the lashon of kol osa halayla, that night, is referencing the lashon of the pasuk of this night, when Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It's talking about the lashon of the pasuk the Ramban was talking about. Ve'akati ta'ama bai. But still, we have to figure out why. What's the point of this whole section in the Haggadah? Lama tala sipur zed b'nei brak mepasuk zed dafka. Why, when it says that they're talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim b'nei brak, is it referencing the pasuk of Hu halayla hazeh? This is the night that was guarded. Let me see if I can get in the right Hu halayla hazeh. Right, Tom. Hu halayla hazeh shimurim lechol b'nei Yisrael adorosam. This is the night that's guarded for the Jewish people throughout all generations. So why are we somehow obliquely referencing that pasuk? V'itachen lomar bazed dekfar he'iru behach uvda b'nei brak hamuskarim sham tanoim. People have already been meir. If you look at the mafarshim on the Haggadah, there are those who have commented that some of those tanoim in this story, the sfir lehu, the Pesach ad chatzos. That the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim is not the not Yetzias Mitzrayim. The mitzvah of eating the korban Pesach, which they were doing in those times, is only until Chatzos Halayla. Umemela the gam sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sorry, it's a little bit cut off. Who ad Chatzos? Also, according to those Tanoim, the mitzvah of Seder Night would only be until Chatzos. Mipashtus divrei habraisa. From the braisa that's being quoted here in the Haggadah, mashma dekimu mitzvas sipur yitzias mitzrayim at hashachar. It seems like they're doing it until the morning. So why is that? Especially if, according to those tanaim who hold that they should have gone to bed at chatzos, the special mitzvah is done. V'nira lanu lomar deyish kan semech chazak lichidusho shematzanu b'divrei haramban. The lashon of the Haggadah is a very strong support for what the Ramban says. Bepirush al Torah al pasuk hu alayla azeh shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael adorosam v'kasav zeh Ramban klomar mikudash lishmo. This night is designated for Hashem's sake. Shimurim lechol bnei Yisrael adorosam shishmeru oso la'avod lefanav. We have to guard this night to serve Hashem properly, like Rav Moshe Shapiro mentioned. Why? Because this is the anniversary of our beginning to serve Him. This is when Hashem owned us to become His avadim. And how do we do that, says the Ramban? By eating the Korban Pesach, by talking about the miracles. You should look at the Ramban. If you look at the Ramban, and he mentions part of how we guard the service of Hashem on this night is by eating the Korban Pesach properly. The Ramban is not trying to address the machlokes tanaim about when is the mitzvah of achilas Pesach until. Is it only until chatzos, or is it the entire night? Because when the Ramban says that the Torah says leil shimurim, that would be implying that you're supposed to eat the korban Pesach the entire night. Says Rav Hutner, the Ramban is not relating to that. The Ramban's pasuk about guarding this night to serve Hashem properly is even if you hold that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach ends at Chatzos. Even though this mitzvah of guarding the service of Hashem is relating to the entire night, the mitzvah of the Ramban is when we serve Hashem in general, it should be done in the preferred mehadrin mehudar way on the Seder night. Of course, observing the halachas of Korban Pesach properly would be part of this mitzvah. Kishi nasis bismana, which would be in its proper time. Lidato shakolecha meachokim bismana shalachilazu. Whichever sheet you go by, the mitzvah would be either at chatzos or kol halayla, but do the mitzvah properly. V'zeh shayach rak v'nogea lachilas haPesach. That's only taught, but that is only legabe the detail of eating the Korban Pesach properly. She'enem mishtayeches la'avodas leil shimurim ela mitzad shinichlelas ba'avodazu. What Rav Hutner is saying is that that's only an aspect of this general mitzvah called Leil Shimurim.